And good morning and welcome in. This is WHAV, Win for Breakfast, and we have a guest with us this morning, Haverhill Mayor James Fiorentini. And Jim, thank you very much. Nice to have you with us. And
thanks for inviting me, Win.
Oh, my.
I haven't been interviewed by you in 24 years.
I know. We were just catching up on
25
that.
25 years, I guess.
25 years.
Wow.
Now, what were you running for at that time?
Running for the state senate, one of the races I'd like to forget.
Oh, no.
Jim DeJuga beat me easily.
Oh, yeah.
I'm not so sure he would beat me this time, but...
Yeah, that's right, too. I'd forgotten about that. Yeah. And then I'm
trying to.
Yeah, I just remembered the signs just said, DeJuga Senate. That was it.
Mine said Fiorentini beat Bulger. And that was a mistake, you know. People don't follow things. And I had many, many people come up and say... What, Bulger, is he running? Is he in the district?
Well,
we make mistakes.
Yeah, we make mistakes. And one of the things one of the reasons that you're just a tad late this morning, and I'm not going to hold it against you, but is you got caught in traffic. And there's a couple of, you tell me which traffic you got caught in.
495.
Yeah.
I went on 495 and traffic was all backed up. Looked like there might be an accident. So I decided to short circuit it, come down through town, Primrose Street, and then cut over to 125.
Uh-huh.
In a way, I'm glad I did because my constituents have been complaining to me for some time about traffic on 125, and today I got to experience it myself.
Well, yeah.
It stinks.
There's two accidents on 495 southbound, so that's what's happening there.
Is that what it was?
Yeah, and then you got caught in the honking school traffic.
Right, I bypassed the honking.
Oh, you did?
But the traffic was still pretty bad. I was a big lobbyist for the state to put the 125 project in, to repave the street. It desperately needed it, put in sidewalk street trees, et cetera. But in the course of doing that, the state put in too many lights to cure a non-existent problem of pedestrian injuries in Bradford Square. There had been no pedestrian injuries. They created a very real problem of traffic backup on 125. Yeah. Now we're left to deal with it, try and straighten it out.
Well, there's going to be that meeting tomorrow over at the police department, the Traffic Commission?
Traffic and Safety Committee, right.
Yeah. So hopefully they can work out a game plan, I guess, right?
I hope so, but I'm not sure what they could possibly do. But we can't turn the lights off or turn them into walk signals. But we'll see if we can make it a little bit better.
Is that because it's all a state project?
Yes, yeah.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, we're talking with Haverhill Mayor James Fiorentini, and we have him for two segments. We'll have him have a chance to chat with him right after the 8:30 news as well, too. So you're actually in a lot of the news today. You were in on the Frank Novak show that we also aired on WHAV.
How'd that turn out? Did you get a lot of listeners? Do you know? Do you track that?
We can't physically track that. We don't have the numbers to do that. However, we do know that since a lot of people, and I don't have numbers on this, but you know, people, it's a known fact that you know people are cutting cable. So they don't have access to the cable show, thus they wouldn't have access to Frank Novak's show. They do listen to that stuff on the radio.
It was the best talk show I've ever been on, the best call-in show, because every 30 seconds or so we had a call. There was a backlog of calls. Normally when I go on a call-in show, nobody calls. And I used to do on LYT? Years ago I did a Sunday morning call-in show, and I'd have to write out little notes of things to say in advance because no one would call in. But the Frank Novak show, there were a lot of calls.
Well, I know, and that's because you're not, you don't do a whole lot of them. So
I'd like to do more.
It all gangs up on you.
Well, part of it was because my friends in the Firefighters Union, I had all day long on Facebook to call, and they did me a great favor, and I'm glad they did.
Oh, okay. Well, it's good that, you know, people are interested and they have a lot of questions. I guess one of the topics that you had during the Frank Novak's program was about the Constantino School. right? And the letter that you sent to Ms. Caswell?
That wasn't on the Frank Novak show. But, you know, I'm the one that proposed some time ago that because we've been frugal, because we'd saved our money, because the city does not tax to the max, we could build two new schools if we staggered it out and timed it with the expiration of some other bonds that are coming due. The Hale Hospital debt will be paid at last in 2024, and the Nettle School bonds are coming due. So I proposed a plan where we would do the Constantino School. We're in the pipeline, we've been approved, and we're either going to do a total renovation or a new school. And then after that, 4 or 5 years down the road, we could do a new J.G. Whittier or maybe Tilton School. But we can't do everything at once. Somehow or other, this got twisted into, I'm the evil guy that doesn't want to do the Whittier School, and it's terrible. And the state has made it clear you can do one school at a time. And our taxpayers have made it clear that they don't have endless wallets, and we can't keep hitting them up for tax increases. They won't vote for them. So my plan has been all along, let's do two schools. Let's make this a beautiful city with great schools, but we can't do everything at once. We need to plan. And sometimes when you do that, people get mad. What happened.
Yeah, no, I get you right there. Well, it's no different mm-hmm. than a household budget. Mm-hmm. You know, you can't spend more than mm-hmm. what you have. And
you can't do everything at once. If your household, if your roof is nearing the end of its life expectancy, and so is your furnace, and you'd like to put in all new windows, sometimes, yeah, some people are rich enough they can do it all at once. Hable isn't.
Yeah.
You have to plan, and that's what we're doing.
Well, one of the things that let's just check the time here. Let me do a quick newscast, okay?
Great.
And we'll be right back with you before we know it. We're chatting with Haverhill Mayor James Fiorentini, and he's our guest this morning here on The Wave, 97.9 WHAV-FM. It is 14 degrees in downtown Haverhill this morning at 8:39, and that's our latest look at the news. I'm Wynn Damon, and our guest is Haverhill Mayor James Fiorentini. And Jim, I'm glad you're here. You're in a lot of news stories today, and the interesting one was Comcast. So you're hoping to close in on that Comcast deal?
Absolutely. I would love to have a second company here. I get calls and emails about this all year long. Why do we have to put up with Comcast? And we have a non-exclusive agreement with Comcast. If another company comes, we welcome them. We would love to get a company like Verizon. Fios, we've invited Verizon in many times. We've spoken to them. Unfortunately, they don't choose to come here. It's exactly like a second supermarket chain. Once in a while, somebody says to me, why don't you get Whole Foods here or Trader Joe's? I'd love to have them. We're not stopping Verizon. We're not stopping Trader Joe's, but we can't make them come here either.
That's right. You really can't. They have to think that it's to their advantage to be here, else they won't show up.
A lot of people, Comcast is in effect an unregulated monopoly, and a lot of people are cutting the cord. My three adult children, none of them have cable now. They've all decided to go with internet services like Apple TV or the Fire Stick. There's two or three of them out there.
That's beyond me.
Roku.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, so all that stuff works then, huh?
It does.
Huh.
You can't get the local channel. You can't watch me at the city council meeting. Well worth the Comcast fee.
Yes, it certainly is. I would go with that.
If I weren't mayor, I wouldn't have Comcast either.
Yeah. Talk about mayor. Your negotiating partner ended up being a mayor, too. You couldn't talk him out of that?
He came up. I have only met him once, Mayor Sullivan from Brockton, and seemed like a very nice guy. He was just starting to run for mayor at the time, and he won. The fellow he was running against passed away, and he ended up having another opponent.
Yeah, so that was, unfortunate. Good for him, but unfortunate for his opponent. And
well, you know, all mayors work hard. And his opponent, at 9 o'clock or 9:30 at night, was giving a constituent a ride home, pulled over to the side of the road, and had a heart attack and passed away.
Oh, my gosh.
He was a great guy. I knew him well. And
yeah.
What can you do?
Well, that's too bad. I'm sorry to hear about that. Well, a couple of things that are going on. We've just touched upon the schools, and we've touched upon the traffic. We've touched upon the Comcast deal. And what else would you like to talk about? What do you have on your top of your mind?
Well, we have so many things going on in the city. You can't do everything at once, and we have to prioritize. My priorities right now are making sure our city is safe. Our overall crime rate is down, but we're very worried about this regional gang problem that's hit Lawrence, Methuen, Haverhill, and now we're spreading out even into southern New Hampshire, Andover, and North Andover. So we need to do everything we can to make certain our police department is adequately staffed, adequately trained, and that we have them in the right places. And that'll be my priority over the next few weeks.
All right. And what about the vision, the master plan? Because I know that those take a long time to put together.
Well, mayors go back and forth between the immediate problems of today and the vision for tomorrow. The police are the immediate problem for today. The vision for tomorrow is the master plan. And our hope in the master plan is to set a vision of what Haverhill will be like over the next 10 or 15 years. We want to bring in more business. The more business tax revenue we bring in, the lower the residential tax is. We need more residential growth also. How do we do it in such a way to preserve the beauty and charm of Haverhill? And that's what our master plan is all about.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you have a lot of apartments that are on the books that are being constructed right now.
It seems like a lot, but our growth rate is actually about half of what Methuen's is, less than Lawrence. We have the lowest growth rate in the area. And people go downtown, they see the apartments, and they assume we're bustling and that a lot of people are moving in, but that is not the case.
Hmm. All right. Now, that's interesting. Because I was thinking about that. I drive through the downtown every morning, early in the morning, and I'm thinking all these apartments that are down here.
All of our growth has been limited to downtown, and there have been no planned subdivisions, no large planned subdivisions that have been built for years. Two things that we need to do. The first is we need more 55 and older housing. There's a great shortage of that. The people that built the city, that worked here, pay taxes all their life, can't retire here. So we need to do more of that. But that can't be all that we do. Our future lies with young families. And we need to have a place for young families to be able to live. We want to attract business, but there has to be a place for them to live or they won't come to the businesses here. So those are the things we need to work on. We cannot turn our back on young families with children.
All right. Well, with 33 square miles, there's got to be a place for a house somewhere, right?
Housing is very difficult. You know, Governor Baker is right about this. Massachusetts has the highest single-family home prices and the highest rents in the country. And the reason is really simple. We have so many restrictive zoning rules, it's almost impossible to build a single-family home subdivision here in Massachusetts. And every subdivision that comes up, there's 20 or 30 or 100 people that turn out to say, yeah, we need it, but not here, not in my backyard. Mm-hmm. And we have to change our zoning rules so that we can still build, still maintain the beauty and charm of Haverhill, but some people have a right to have a home. We have to do that, or we're not going to survive as a city.
One of the items that came up in a news story recently was it could have been tied in with the master plan, was 25,000 Haverhill residents leave the city each day to work in the high-tech industry that you're trying to attract here?
Well, they leave to work other places.
Right.
Certainly not all in the high-tech industry. We're almost unique among gateway cities. We still have a manufacturing base here. We have a great food cluster, and we have some clothing business with Southwick. So we still have more people working here than work in most of the gateway cities. But 25,000 people leave Haverhill to work elsewhere every year. And we'd like to keep some of them here.
Oh, yeah. And those jobs would be great, too.
Well, in order to attract jobs, you have to have a place for them to go. So we're looking at rezoning the industrial parks. And you have to have a place for the workers to live. If you can't have a place for workers to live, you can't attract industry. And this has been a major, major goal of Governor Baker, and all the mayors are working with him on it. We want more business and industry in Massachusetts. And that means we have to have more people, and that means you have to have more housing. I know it's tough politically, but that's what we need to do.
Now, years ago, when the industrial parks were formed, they had to have lots that were a certain size.
They did, and we're asking the city council to rezone the lot. I'm sitting in an industrial park right now in WHAV. The lots had to be a certain size. They had to be a lot more parking because industrial parks were built for the industry of the 50s and 60s when there were bigger machines, a lot more workers with a lot more cars.
Mm-hmm.
If we rezone the industrial parks, we can bring in a lot more business without taking up an inch of open space.
Well, radio is a perfect example. Years ago, we used to have a lot more equipment that was a lot bigger, and we had to have racks and racks with albums and 45s and things like that.
I remember that. I remember going over to the old WHAV office on Howe Street, I think, and there'd be a lot of people hustling and bustling. Ed Settlin ran the place, and it was interesting. I remember Tom Bergeron when he worked in Able.
All right. You're using the Tom Bergeron guest microphone right now. When he was here this summer, he spoke right into that microphone.
Great guy. You know, he never forgot his hometown. Yeah. And I always liked that about him.
That's right. All right. Well, I'm going to let you go because you have things to do and people to see and meetings to go to.
Thank you very much for inviting me, Wynn.
Oh.
I'll see you in another 25 years.
Yeah.
It's 25 years since you interviewed me last.
Well, we'll see if we can shorten that time frame.
Thanks again.
That would be fantastic. April Mayor James Fiorentini, our guest this morning here on The Wave 97.9 WHAV FM.